This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, welcome back to Three Terrible Gamers Podcast. This is episode 88, and I'm here with Colin.
Hey guys.
All right, we have, I think, one from last week, and then the rest are new, so just jump into it. Xbox is going to delete game captures starting on May 30th.
Xbox to delete game capture on May 30th, deleting all game captures and screenshots that have been uploaded to the Xbox network and are more than 90 days old, or, 90 or older, starting on May 30th. The company has said multiple times that this affects only clips that are uploaded to the network and not clips that are locally stored on players' machines or clips that are stored elsewhere like OneDrive or an external storage drive.
Yeah, so I never really seen a good explanation on why they're doing this. And it's kind of stupid for me anyway, because I still have game captures from like 2014, 2016, 2K and stuff on there. So they're just going to start deleting them if you don't back them up. And I went on there, it's been about a week ago, so they probably have it fixed now. But I went on there just to see how crappy it was to back them up, and I couldn't even see them. Like, I could, they were there, but they wouldn't even load. So they probably have it fixed now, but that's how it was about a week ago. Couldn't even go in there to back them up because they wouldn't even load.
Yeah, I don't know what it necessarily be affecting with it, you know, just being there minding its own business per se.
Yeah, I really don't know.
Unless they're trying to force people into like OneDrive or external hard drives, because obviously they sell storage through OneDrive and they, you know, also have their own little Xbox, you know, external storage drives.
Right. Yeah, maybe. I don't know, but it just seems kind of stupid. I mean, it's been fine since the Xbox One came out. So for 10, 11 years. Why just now change it? Makes no sense.
So I'm assuming the newer, like the next gen consoles have the captures as well?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a nice little convenient thing to have. But like I said, if it's just going to delete after 90 days for, I'm assuming, all future stuff as well.
Yeah, unless you back them up to like your actual hard drive on your, I don't know if you could do it on your console. I know you could on your PC, but or an external hard drive. But you could probably back them up straight to the hard drive on the Xbox, I would think.
Wouldn't that technically be where it's already at?
No, it's in their cloud. Xbox Network Cloud, I think is what they called it.
Gotcha. Yeah, I just always thought it just took up its own little space in the memory box whenever I'd done it.
Apparently it's in the cloud, according to them.
Makes sense. Got to free up their clouds for all their extra games.
Yeah. All right, moving on. Starting July 29th, Xbox will no longer support the Microsoft Store on Xbox 360.
Xbox just screwed everybody this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's sad to hear, but it's not all bad news. As per their FAQ page that they already have dedicated to it, it only affects getting new games, apps, and movies. So, same thing like when Nintendo shut down their, you know, Wii U and DS stores. It's the same situation. If you had stuff downloaded previously or whatever, you can go back and get it anytime on your 360.
Yeah.
Granted, to an extent, you know, who's still playing their 360? I'm sure there's probably a few people out there, but not many.
Right.
But if you had, you know, apps, movies, games, whatever, those will still be able to grab. It's just you can't grab anything, air quote, new, because there's not going to be anything new on the 360 in the first place.
New to you.
Yeah, new to you. New to games that you could grab. But, you know, yeah, they're just phasing it out because they're two console generations away from it now.
Yeah, like
almost a free.
Yeah, and it's 19 years old at this point. Next year will be, in my opinion, considered retro. 20 years, but so yeah, it's definitely.
I did more research on that. In gaming world, it depends what it is. Sometimes it's 20, and games are consoles are considered 20, and then games are 15.
Yeah, that makes no sense.
It should be one dedicated thing.
Yeah, but that definitely an end of an era for sure. I mean, it's kind of already been an end, but I mean, it's the store's been up for this long, and so.
So if you still got your 360 and you still want to download a crap ton of stuff to it, better do it before July 29th,
yeah.
2024.
360 always hold a special place to me because this is my first console that I actually played online with. I mean, yeah, you can play online with the Wii, but who actually played online on the Wii? So, Xbox.
Not me.
I did, but I'd definitely rather play a 360 online.
We never had our Wii attached to the internet, so the 360 was definitely my first one with online access all the time.
Yeah. All right. Xbox game. I mean, a lot of topics about Xbox and Microsoft, but Xbox Game Pass games for May.
Yeah, there's a few of them. So, a May release that somehow snuck in. It was technically April 30th is when it came out, but it was Have a Nice Death. It came out April 30th. Console, cloud, and PC. Tomb Raider Definitive Edition. May 2nd, cloud, console, and PC. Kona 2 Broom. May 7th, cloud, console, and PC. Little Kitty Big City. May 9th, cloud, console, and PC. Brothers, A Tale of Two Sons. May 14th, cloud, console, and PC. So going back up to Have a Nice Death, it's actually rated pretty high on everything. It's a 9 out of 10 on Steam, it's an 8 out of 10 on IGN, and it's an 81 on Metacritic. And it seems to be a hack and slash game from what I've done into it, because, you know, I like the name of it, so I went and dug a little bit further on that one.
Okay.
Tomb Raider, self-explanatory, don't know what a Kona is. Little Kitty Big City, obviously we mentioned it last week. In the Nintendo Switch thingy-majigger.
In the showcase recap.
Yeah.
Direct.
And it's, so you're a lost cat trying to get back home. And this will be a day one release on Game Pass.
Yeah. Yep.
And then Brothers Tell Two Sons, I'm going to sound, just by the name of it, it sounds like it takes two, but I'm going to assume that it's probably a shooter to an extent, I would imagine.
Yeah. I could see that.
Sounds like that.
Yeah. I can see that. I have one here that you didn't mention, Sue. It's the lists are all different depending where you get your source at. Senua's Saga Hellblade 2 comes out on May 21st. It's a day one as well. I think all of these are cloud, console, and PC. Yeah.
Yes.
They are. My pick out of this definitely be Tomb Raider. It's the only one I know of that. I mean, I've heard Hellblade 2 is going to be good, but like I said, it's a day one release, so nobody actually knows.
Brothers: A Tale of Two Sons is a adventure game.
So it's not a shooter.
Not a shooter. Huh. And it's Unreal Engine free.
It's old.
It came out in 2013.
Oh, makes sense. On
360.
Makes sense.
For that generation.
So we're on Unreal Engine 5 now.
So. Yeah. Definitely older.
Yeah, definitely. Alright, more Microsoft news. Microsoft could expedite the development for Fallout 5.
Yeah, I mean, this is a rumor. It's not set in stone yet. So, presently it's expected that the next Fallout game, potentially just Fallout 5, won't arrive until the 2030s. Bethesda Game Studios needs to finish development of Starfield, which I don't know. I guess they're doing updates for Starfield because this article was literally from 3 days ago.
Yeah.
And it creates and releases The Elder Scrolls 6. It was recently revealed that the playable builds of The Elder Scrolls 6 exist, but it's years from completion still. So, I knew they was going to do something like this. I figured that with the hype, which it was going to go one, two ways. People was either going to hate Fallout or they was going to love it and it was going to boom big.
Yeah.
I knew one or two was going to happen. So with them potentially expediting it out, do you think it would be a better job for 343 or Obsidian, since Obsidian has done Fallout New Vegas and then obviously Bethesda just released it or published it?
I'd say Obsidian. 343, they haven't done the best on their games lately. I mean, yeah, not Fallout, but Halo Infinite, it was alright, but it didn't live up to the Halo name, so I think Obsidian would probably do better because the last Fallout they did, New Vegas, was a very huge success and a good game.
That's what some people say are the best one too.
Right. I think it's a toss up between that one and 4 from what I've seen.
Yeah. Yet again, we haven't played these titles for the most part, so yeah. We don't
actually know. But we're just going by what we see.
And hear.
Yeah.
I just hope that it's not too quick, that it's, you know,
right,
like a Fallout 76 at launch.
A Bethesda game.
Yeah. Because, you know, at this point, it does sound like a cash grab.
Yeah, if they're saying they're going to expedite it, that's not something you usually want to hear. But it being, them being owned by Microsoft now, I'm hoping that it'll help them take their time and polish it before they release it. Expedite, but take your time. I mean, yeah. It's been done through Nintendo before, so.
Yeah, because
Majora's Mask came out in less than 2 years. Like, they had a whole year to develop Majora's Mask, so.
It's a big difference in between N64 graphics and.
Yeah, I get that, but I'm saying, like, gameplay, story, and everything. It can be done.
Yeah, it can. But still, at this point, if they haven't even remotely started it, though. But they've been focused on Elder Scrolls 6 for the most part. It would be at least 3 years of development for it to be even considered a remotely decent game.
Yeah.
At this point.
And I think they probably already started it because that's why they want to expedite it, maybe speed it up a little bit. to get it out while the hype is still up, but they may not have, because there's no way they're going to expedite it, them not even start it, and it get out before the hype dies down from the show.
That's true to say. I mean, within, like I said, if I want to assume 3 years at this point, the hype's already going to die down with the show.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, you're technically going to have more fans now than what you had initially, but, you know, become Fallout, by the time Fallout 5 comes out anyways, you'd already have your old Fallout fan base that's been there for years. All right, we're doing it. Yeah, you're going to get a few new consumers because of the TV show. Do you think this one will be online, or as like Fallout 76, or do you think they'll go back to the basics?
They'll probably keep the online, knowing Bethesda, I would say.
But I was going down for the list. I didn't realize how many people Microsoft actually owned, like, studio-wise.
A crap ton.
I'm just like, oh, Playground Games. I was like, it can make it like a Forza.
Yeah.
I forgot they own Mojang now, too. I'm just like, oh, yeah, Minecraft's crossed with Fallout here.
Yeah. They own a ridiculous amount.
Yeah, it's like 20-some, 20, 23 in that range.
Yeah. So I think this has already been started, so they're just wanting to expedite it. Maybe there's one, it was going to release 2 to 3 years, like you said, and now that the hype is up, they want to expedite it, maybe get it out next year while the hype's still up. So
already initially, they, like I said, on an article, it said 2030s is when they initially thought they was going to release it. So you'd have at least another 6 years from now at the earliest.
Yeah.
Which tells me that they wasn't too far in the process of it, if they had anything at all. Maybe a storyboard. Or an idea chart.
Still probably just use the same engine as Fallout 76. That'll expedite it. They use the same engine.
Make it quicker.
Yeah.
Especially since, yet again, we mentioned it last week, that there's two groups of people that play Fallout 76.
Yeah.
The ones that love it and the ones that hate it, and the ones that hate it are the ones that played it in 2018, and the ones that love it has played it since 2020 on.
Yeah, because they've done a bunch of new updates and stuff to it. Same with Starfield. They added a bunch of updates to it, like, last week.
Time will tell.
Like, I think it's on next gen, it was only running 30 frames per second, and now they put a patch out that it's running 60 on next gen.
I guess that makes sense with the development thing I was talking about then.
Yeah.
I mean, you shouldn't have to redevelop a game that's already released, but, you know, who am I?
Yeah. What do you know? You're not Bethesda.
I don't know how they think. All the time, once a week.
Yeah. All right, we'll go ahead and stay with the Fallout. But Fallout series hit 65 million viewers.
Yeah. So it was watched more than 65 million viewers in the first 16 days after its premiere on Amazon Prime Video. This allowed to take second place in popularity on the service behind only the 2022's version, or Lord of the Rings, the Ring of Power. Rings of Power. So, the fact that it's right up there with the Lord of the Rings people and their following is really to say something. That's why, you know, in the last topic, I'm just like, you know, the hype will definitely be down by...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they'll forever, or not forever, but because I'm sure there'll be another hit show that comes out, it'll eventually take over their spot. But, you know, right now they're in a part of Prime history with the streaming service. So the hype is the highest what it's going to be now, probably until the end of the year. They have probably never good until 2025 before something better comes along and takes over and gets the hype dragged away from them.
Yeah, and the only way they'll be able to keep the hype going for years is, I mean, it's not going to stay 65 million. It's just not. But if they keep coming out with consistent new season every year, then that'll keep the hype going. But that's the problem with video game TV shows, though. You can only have so many seasons if you keep it in line with the games. If you go out of line with the games and just make it entertainment, then that's fine. You can keep it going longer. But
technically, they do have like 6 games that they could base it off of. But like I said, from what I've seen watching the show and what little bit I do about know about each game is it's kind of a... It mainly focuses on like 4, but, you know, it has a little bit of, you know, like Vegas tossed into it and everything else.
Yeah.
So it was just like, hey, which story are you going with? Did you wind up finishing it?
No, we're only on like the 4th episode.
Not much for him last week.
Huh?
Not much for him last week.
No, just me getting home at 7. They're like an hour, almost an hour long episodes. I don't get to watch them too much.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
But, yeah, so I'll just go ahead and read a little bit here. Fallout's April 10th debut was so big that Prime Video renewed the sci-fi series for a 2nd season already. But now the post-apocalyptic video game adaptation has become the streamer's most watched title ever in the 18 to 34 demographics of the age group there. Across all age groups, the series starring Walton Goggins and Ella Purnell is 2nd biggest title, like Colin said, behind Lord of the Rings. So are you a Lord of the Rings fan? Do you know anything about them?
I've not watched a single one of them.
I haven't either. I've never been interested. I know they have a huge, you know, fan base and everything. I just never seen anything that interested me in the series.
I've had coworkers say that they was going to make me watch it with them, but I've had Sierra tell her that I was going to have to watch them, and I still never have. I avoid it like the plague. Like I can say, I've never ate a Twinkie either. It's just the same thing.
Never ate a Twinkie. You haven't even lived yet.
No, I have. I've had your...
Oh, yeah, you had the sauce. Yeah.
Spaghetti.
That's better than Twinkie. Still, Twinkie's pretty nice. Not the school bus at football practice either.
Nah. Keep that joke to ourselves.
Yeah. Alright. Still with the Xbox. Xbox is testing a new dashboard.
Xbox is working on a new dashboard feature that will enable users to combine dynamic backgrounds with static game art when scrolling through their games and apps on the dashboard. Currently having static game art enabled as a background and hovering over games or apps that don't have game art attached will display a default Xbox background. Was there another topic after? What was the next topic after this one, yours? Because I don't... How it's spaced out, I couldn't tell if it was a new topic starting or if it's continuation for what I was doing.
New features coming to Starfield.
Okay. Yeah, that was all I had to read then.
Okay. So yeah, basically, you can change and customize the game art more because now you can only... You can't even customize it. So when you play a game, you go back to the home menu... It's the box art. is the background for that game. You can't customize the collar or anything. So now they're going to make it to where you can customize the collar and do different things with the background.
Finally updating from the how it was back in the 360 era.
Yeah. They haven't done a whole lot with the dashboard since the Xbox One came out.
Don't fix it for the most part.
Yeah, but I was hoping when they came out with the Series X and Series S that they'd make a new dashboard, but it's the exact same as the Xbox One.
Yeah.
I mean, even Sony changed theirs when they came out with the new system.
Sony does it with every system.
I know. Which, well, like Microsoft should too.
Yeah. Microsoft has pretty much been the same with their system since the 360. I mean, yeah, it changed a little bit from the 360, the Xbox One, but it was not that big of a difference.
No. Actually, I like the 360 one a little better.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. It could be nostalgia, though.
Yeah, maybe. Alright. That's why I had so many topics. I figured we'd roll through these pretty quick. New features are coming to Starfield. We mentioned that earlier about the update.
Yeah, there are some major features on the horizon, including the land vehicle for speedier. This is the thing I got it from. Like, I got it from a source. So, speedier planetary exploration. Official mod support for Starfield and massive shattered space expansion. I don't know why speedier was like such a weird word to me. But yeah, I guess that makes... I wouldn't consider that development from way back, way up there, but, you know. It's just typical game updates.
Well, I got, like, a whole list of stuff that they've done. Gotcha.
That's all that came up on my thing.
Okay, so they updated the surface maps. There's descriptions between all these. I'm not going to read it because it's really long. Updated surface maps. New gameplay options. New ship interior customization tools. Xbox Series X display settings. Trait repicking. Whatever that is. I guess I could read that one. It's not very long. Trait repicking. Replayability is huge in Bethesda Game Studios games, and in Starfield, the universe opens up even more with New Game Plus. Now, after you enter the Unity, you'll have the option to change both your appearance and your traits. It's another way for you to choose who you want to be in your new universe. And then quality of life improvements. And that's it. But part of the quality of life is the 60 frames per second patch, which a lot of people were excited for, which I understand. Playing on a next-gen console, you don't want a game to be locked at 30 frames per second.
Definitely not.
Nintendo released a new game this week, and we have the rating for it, Endless Ocean.
Apparently this is the third one. So yeah. There's my typical thing, which I had the hardest time finding this daggone thing, because whenever you just send it to me, I'm just like, oh, Endless Ocean rating. Hadn't heard of the, you know, first two.
Oh, yeah.
At all. So I typed it in. I'm just like, it says it's for the Wii. What in the world's going on here? I was like, surely Ash is not messing with me and just having me do like a thing for a Wii title. So it's Endless Ocean Luminous is this game. It's 63 on Metacritic. And since I figured out there was other games, like I said, there's two other ones. There was the Wii version. Well, the first game was a 72 on Metacritic. Yeah, the first one was a 72, just Endless Ocean. Then I can't remember the second one's name, but it's Endless Ocean 2 for this specific thing. And it actually outdone the first one, and it was a 76 on Metacritic. So, they got worse.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, so 63 on Metacritic, like you said, with only 11 positive, 29 mixed, and 2 negative across 43 critic reviews. So not great for Endless Ocean. Luminous.
Are they trying to make an Echo a dolphin. Echo.
That's what I was looking at. I was like, it looks like Echo the dolphin to me. I mean, that game was, I don't know. I just always swam around. I never really done the actual game. It just kind of boring to me.
It was just another Sega title.
Yeah.
I'm just like, oh, okay. This is, I think it was free to play, or is free to play on the
Nintendo Switch Online.
Well, yeah, Nintendo Switch Online. Well, no, it wouldn't be free to play because it's the expansion.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it covers the Genesis, N64, and Game Boy Advance.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I did play it whenever we had the expansion set up on there, on our family thing.
I played it. I have like an old Sega Genesis type thing you just plug into the red, yellow, and white thing on your old TVs.
Yeah.
That type of thing. Played it on that. It had Sonic 1 and 2. Echo the Dolphin, a bunch of like Altered Beast, old Sega titles.
I remember having, I don't think I had one of those, and only time I remember playing on any type of cabinet was at the orthodontist office.
Yeah.
They had it here, because they had a Sega cabinet.
Oh, nice. Alright, probably got time for one more. Hi-Fi Rush gets a Nintendo Switch rating.
I actually couldn't find that. I found the one for the Xbox, obviously, and PC and PS5, but on Metacritic, I could not find Hi-Fi Rush.
Oh, I meant not that kind of rating. Like ESRB.
Oh, my bad.
You're good. I should have specified. But
yeah, whenever you said rating, I'm just like, well, I was like, I understand it. Just, I was like, I didn't think it came out on the Switch.
No, it didn't. That's why this is a big deal, because they ported over to the PS5 and not the Switch, but then the Switch got a rating online. But it's not ESRB, it's the Pan-European Game Information Board. It says it has...
Is it a British version?
Yeah. It says it has listed Hi-Fi Rush for the Nintendo Switch following the game's launch on the PS5 last month. The listing comes with a release date of the 30th of April, but it didn't happen, so it may be delayed, or maybe they just, I don't know. But it is, maybe it's just a rumor, but it was popped up online on their website, so it was a thing at one time. Maybe they decided not to, but it was, I don't know how they do their rating. I guess they do it by age. I don't know. It's a 12.
It'd be a T.
Yeah, I guess. It's a 12.
12 plus.
It just says 12. Yeah, I'm assuming 12 plus, 12 plus, but so yeah, it'd be like a T for teen. Or everyone 10 and up.
Lower numbers, but I know like their M's, they are 18 there.
I know I've seen a lot of 7s from them on like Nintendo titles.
That's probably everyone.
Everyone, yeah.
That's generally what everyone was back in the day.
Yeah. And then, I think a long time ago, there was like a K
for like kids,
kids, like younger kids.
Yeah.
But anyway, Hi-Fi Rush is 12 on the European version of the SRB for Hi-Fi Rush on the Switch.
Makes sense, because I think it's a T game over here.
Is it T?
Saber T or E10 Plus?
One of the... I was say, if it's T, T's rare nowadays. Could be T.
ESRB. Hi-Fi Rush, ESRB. T, yes, T for T. Nice. Fantasy, violence, and language.
Nice. One of the few games to get a T in the past 20 years, almost.
Yeah, you can probably almost count them on your hand.
I'm sure. Twilight Princess.
Well, I want major studios anyways. As you say, indies can probably get a lot of them.
So Twilight Princess is the only one that I know.
But that's before E10 Plus existed.
Right. So I'm saying the past 20 years, you still probably count them before it even existed.
Yeah. That game is almost 20, isn't it?
Yep, 2 years. It's 18. So it's considered retro, apparently, if it's 15 years for games, 20 years for consoles.
Yep.
Makes no sense, but...
Yeah, and it's considered a classic for games after 10. So Last of Us is officially a classic.
Who makes these rules? I'd like to know. I'd like to talk to them. Same, like, who makes the rules that what consoles are in what generation? I'd like to have a conversation with them.
They should just keep it as simple as, like, how the cars is. Is a classic?
Yeah.
After 10 years, and it's an antique after 20.
Right.
By definition.
Yeah.
All right. The same way with consoles.
Exactly. All right, guys, that's all the time we have. We appreciate you for watching or listening. Follow us on all of our podcast socials, our Discord, our Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, pretty much everything. Our merch on Redbubble. Anything else?
That's it.
All right. Appreciate you guys, and we'll catch you in the next episode.
Later, guys.
The new Super Beats Heart Chews Advanced is now supercharged with CoQ10. Support your healthy CoQ10 levels and blood pressure with 2 chews a day. Visit RadioBeats, BEETS.com, and save 15% with promo code DEAL.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.